Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 226. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in New Orleans because I evacuated from Houston because of Hurricane Ike. And right now I'm going to try calling up Ray, and I have to check up on him to see what's going on because he stayed in Houston. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happened to him. Yeah, I guess we're on.
Okay.
Gosh, this would be very irregular. I don't know. Let me see. Okay, I got Ray on the phone here. Ray, how are you, Ray?
Wet. Hot. Flooded out. How about you?
New Orleans is pretty fine. We're dry enough, I guess, and we just experienced a lot of wind and just a few rain on Friday, even Thursday night and Friday morning. Yeah, there's just lots of wind and rain, and that's all we got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got lucky.
Yeah,
it's just a madhouse and a mess here in Houston. So.
Yeah.
We were lucky yesterday. We were able to get out and go to the Hilton at U of H. They had power and water, and John's dad worked there. So we all then took a hot shower last night and got cleaned up and washed some of the sweat off. So
mm-hmm.
We got back, and then last night a storm came through. Woke up this morning, everything flooded. So I was out this morning at 9 a.m. digging the drains out so the water wouldn't get into the houses here in my little subdivision. And then Gale out here is about waist deep in water. So
waist deep.
People getting stuck everywhere, and people trying to find gas and stuff. So,
is there gas around?
Got a big truck. Said he was going to. I gave him my gas can and some money, and he said he was going to go try to get out in a little while when the water went down and see if he could find a gas station somewhere that had some gas. So,
I hope there's going to be gas there when they arrive there. That's what I'm worried.
Well, some places have it. Some places have power, and some places have gas. At one place over in the Galleria, that shellfish out at the Galleria at Westheimer and 610, they got power, but they're not selling gas.
Yeah.
So they've been speculating about if they want what the price of gas is out there on the thing, if they're going to gouge it up or what. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're saying it's going to be $5, $5.46, something like that.
Yeah.
That's going to be terrible. Right now, actually, here in New Orleans, we're just... we're okay, and everything's clear, and we're just trying to call people up who are in Houston. And
it's gonna be rough getting calls here. Cell towers are overloaded because everybody's trying to call everybody. I can't even text on my phone
now. You know what? That's what's good. I mean, text messages can at least go through. All the text messages.
Some of them are. I've tried to text you like four or five times, and it keeps erroring out. So. But everything's bad. I just talked to Joe Marte. He lives over here on the street next to us. He's got 2 feet of water in his house.
Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm. Actually,
we got a curfew in Houston.
Yeah, I heard. It's going to be curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. every day until Saturday.
Yep.
And what happened to me was I flew in Thursday night. You know, I was telling you that I was going to New Orleans anyway. It's Mike's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
which Mike has the birthday for us today?
Yeah, it's his birthday today. Right now, we're recording this. He's I'm supposed to go here anyway, and then Hurricane Ike came, and they had to cancel my flight, so I had to rebook it. I was able to rebook it on Thursday night. So when I got home from work and had to fly, I had to hurry up and fly. I didn't do any much preparations at home, so the refrigerator is going to be nasty when I come back.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you empty out?
Luckily, I've been able to keep the generator running and keep an hour run for an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
Keep everything frozen and stuff down. So.
Wow, good for you. It's going to be like that for weeks, I think. Anyway, so yeah, when I got here, and then we were just watching it on the news, and we're just worried about the house. We thought we're gonna lose the roof and everything. How was it in your area? It was just strong winds, and that's it, right?
Just strong winds. There's only one. I got some water in the house. where it looked like all I can tell is the wind forced the water up under the shingles that came through in the pool table room. So I got a little water damage in there. I got to get cleaned up when we get power and stuff back.
Water damage? You mean water got in?
Yeah, water came in. As far as we can tell, it blew up under the shingles because the wind was blowing so hard.
That's right.
Because we can't find any holes or any shingles missing. So. Mm-hmm. But the wind was blowing so hard and the rain was almost coming at a 90-degree angle. So.
Yeah.
We just figured it got in that way because once I busted the paint so it wasn't bubbling up and wasn't holding the water, it all drained out the buckets. And there's about a gallon worth of water in there. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got that cleaned up, and the lady across the street, got a couple people's trees that went to the roofs around here. We got one lady, she's stuck over there with a hole in her roof.
Oh, no.
But that's most of the damage around here is no power and tree limbs down everywhere and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, just my friend Jeff there in Houston, Jeff Dean, Texas, was telling me, what is worse, the hurricane itself or the aftermath? Because
it's the aftermath.
It's the aftermath.
Deal with the hurricane. The aftermath of the craziness that you have to deal with. Because there's no power, there's no water pressure here,
mm-hmm.
So you can't even take a shower or flush the toilet. So,
yeah, that's what I forgot to do.
You know, over here in my neighborhood, they're all crazy anyhow, so they're all out in the street. The water is like waist deep out there, and they're all out there messing around, trying to drive, you didn't get the car flooded out, and crazy stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I tried to send text messages to friends, and people were able to respond, and everybody's okay. That's all they can do right now. They're all conserving their battery power and their cell phones. And so I was thinking, why didn't they invest on a power inverter for their car at least? Because I think it cost about $100, $20, I think, something like that.
Yeah, well, a lot of people got their plug-ins for the cars, but most people don't think about it. They think about they charge it up at the house and they're done.
And then just wait. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
charge it up in your car. In your car. Yeah. So
yeah.
That's what I mean.
I talked to Wayne last night. Him and Scott were going over. I think to Gary and Andrew. I think it was like 7 o'clock. And I was like, "Well, you realize there's a curfew on for 7 p.m. right?" He's like, "What?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "They put a mandatory curfew on, and they said they will prosecute and find you. They get you out."
Yeah,
so
that's going to be
scary. I think they turned around and went back because a bunch of people going over to Gary and Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
A couple people came over here last night. We grilled out. So.
Yeah. And I was actually worried about some of our house. We were worried because it's a good thing we have friends there who could check on the house. And we were just worried that we won't have any shingles either or a roof itself or maybe we have broken windows. They did check it out from the outside and there are no damages from the outside. So I am so relieved. I'm so happy. However, you're right. I still have to check the shingles if there's any damage and there might be water damage from the roof or something or leaks.
Yeah.
That I have to check. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think since y'all are farther up north, y'all just got lost power because there was so much wind.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm thinking
it's going to be died down.
The closer you were to the coast, I think the worse it got from this. And most of the damage in Houston is from trees, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about that. And also, phone calls. It's hard to go by this phone call, and I have to record a different way because I don't want to let go of this phone line. It's hard enough to dial out, so might as well, when you call, it's a good thing we could just record it this way. And actually, have you been using your cell phone has been okay, right?
It's not bad except for that. Yesterday, everything was fine, but today you can't get caught. I think some of the flooding has got some of the cell phone towers out. So.
Yeah, because I'm using some Twitter apps, because you've been using Loop. I use Twitterlater and Twinkle. People who are using Twitter, people are sending Twitter messages, and you could see what people are saying around the city. So you could pretty much see what you have an idea what's going on, like flooding here, or there's a tree down here, there's traffic here, or there's gas here. But so far, I haven't found any gas yet. So I'm worried about gas because I plan to fly tomorrow, actually.
Are they going to let me airport back up? Cause
yeah,
I know Johnny Lee and Larry were trying to get back yesterday, and they thought it would be 2 or 3 days before I could get a flight back.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to fly tomorrow, but the problem is I'm parked in a a parking garage about a mile away.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they have service, because I've been trying. Because when you arrive there, how am I gonna get to my car? So
exactly.
I might have to walk all the way carrying my bags to that car station, to that car parking facility, and drive out, and I don't know if the gates are open by then.
Well, maybe if they open the airport up, maybe enough people come back to work up there if they got power. So because they get power, they've been showing maps on Channel 2.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere there's a red dot, there's no power. And Houston is about a solid red dot, so.
Oh, what site did you look at? You know how to look at power grid?
Channel, it's on Channel 2. They keep flashing it up there.
Ah, okay. What have you been doing? You said you've been watching TV. What? After all this destruction, and you're still able to watch sci-fi?
Well, I mean, I got a generator, and we try to watch it. They keep showing the same pictures over and over. Kima and Galveston and everywhere it's flooded. I mean, they've only got so much tape that they can reshow. So we watch it for a little bit and see what the mayor's got to say, and then we switch it over to a regular TV station. Last night we cut it on and set up there and watched last week's episode of True Blood, because the team had never seen that. So.
Ah, okay. You guys more? You guys have more people there?
Well, the team's here with us. So,
oh, okay. Yeah, it's on a lighter note, I'll be able to watch True Blood tonight, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here on the HBO, but anyway, that's just something that I'll have to keep my mind off of. What is waiting for me in Houston. I'm still expecting to fly there tomorrow. I still...
Yeah, honestly, Leonard, I'd stay out until your neighbors say y'all got power back, because you can't do anything. None of the grocery stores are open, so it's not like you can go get food or anything.
No, I plan to go and empty my refrigerator before everything
rots. Yeah, but where
are you
going to get food?
And then get out. I might go back to New Orleans.
Oh, well, good luck. So... I mean, right now, they're just telling me if I just stay the hell out of Houston and Kima and everywhere else is flooded.
I might have to throw the refrigerator away.
I like to throw the refrigerator away. You just have to keep bleaching and clean it good, so...
Yeah.
It's going to be a stinky mess, yes, but...
I know.
Of course, it's all, you can also use excuse that break to one of the real famous refrigerators or something.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that. Is that Buddy? How's Buddy taking everything?
Morning was doing okay until it got hot. Then about 2:30,
3 o'clock,
he started whining
because
it got hot in the bedroom.
Because
we had the AC running in here,
and
we cut the generator off, and it stayed cool for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Buddy is actually Ray's Italian Greyhound, so very cute dog, very nice dog. Yeah. So, what are you guys gonna do now?
Just sit here. That's all we can do. We can't get out and do anything.
How about work? Can you go back to work?
We'll be able to go to work until Tuesday or Wednesday, if
then. Really? Me too. I have to think about work too. So.
Well, I mean, I don't think most of the people at work are on the south side of 610 Pearland and Pasadena, and most of them are flooded and still without power. So, and well, I could see the office building yesterday when I was over at the Hilton taking a shower, but I couldn't tell if it had power or if anything had got blown out or windows or anything. Everything looked okay, but you can't tell until you get in there. So.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows?
Yeah. I'm afraid it's going to be like this for a couple of weeks. I don't know. By the time I get out, I'm going to try to get this episode out as soon as possible today.
Okay.
Just for this week. But I don't know if we're going to have power by next week. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid.
Anybody listening, if y'all can give money, I don't know, to the Red Cross or Goodwill or a couple agencies coming into town to help people out. Supposedly tonight, they're supposed to have ice stations set up and water stations so people can get, you know, bottled water and hot bags of ice and stuff if they need it. So I'm hoping they get some more power up here soon and we get some gas at some gas stations. So I did talk to my sister yesterday, and she said she's in South Carolina. She said because of all the refrigerators being closed, that there are gas at $5 a gallon at home, and they're having fuel shortages.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's what I'm expecting also. If I get there and drive out with my car, I had my gas tank full.
Yeah.
And then get home, drive out of there and go to to New Orleans, I don't even know if I can get gas from Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
So that's the best place I can get a gas from.
Yeah.
If I go to Baton Rouge or Lafayette or somewhere there to get back to New Orleans. But
yeah.
I don't know. This really sucks. It's really...
Yeah. If the water goes down the street, I might try to get it off, get to I-10 and drive out to Katy and see Clay and Chris and steal some of their gas. Because they got power, so they don't need it. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, should I go to New Orleans, or...
I'd stay in New Orleans and just sit tight until, you know, you got power back and at least the stores open back up.
Power is not
going to... power right now, they got to throw all that spoiled food and stuff away, so they're contacting them today to clean up and get more food and supplies back in.
Power is not going to be on for weeks, Ray.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why you got to stay in New Orleans unless, you know, work from there. At least you got to take your laptop with you. You can dial in, try to get in this morning to Chevron, and you can't even get in to the Houston office, so...
Yeah. I have to VPN to work. Also, so that's what I'm gonna see what's going on. I don't know if I'm even set up for VPN yet, but I've been checking our website, so we'll see what happens. But I don't want to eat up all your battery power. I know you have a regenerator, but I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good to hear you guys. I got to talk to John too.
Good to hear y'all.
Yeah. So yeah, guys. Actually, there's a voicemail for us also regarding from Gary, and you won't be able to hear it, but I'll play it later.
Okay.
And so that's Ray. Maybe I'll call.
Go ahead. Everybody, be careful out there in the Houston area. Listen to this. If y'all can get it or download it, internet's up and down in certain places. So, come on, stuff off. Can you hear the generator running?
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh my God, what is that?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought I lost you for a minute.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm still here. Anyway, I won't keep you too much. Say hi to John. And
okay.
I hope you guys be safe. What are you guys going to do for food?
Well, we got a bunch of stuff in the freezer and refrigerator, so while we plugged up and charged up, we'll be okay.
Wow.
So, we grilled last night. David Tritico and his partner came over. We had steak and sausage and everything else, so because they didn't have power, so they cleaned out the big meat stuff they had in their freezer. So
yeah, I guess that's the best way to do it. Just cook everything.
Yeah.
All right. You guys be safe.
We'll talk to you later. Stay in New Orleans. I'll come back.
I want to go back. I have to check on the house. I have to check on our car. Maybe
the house is probably fine.
Yeah, I heard it's fine.
But once you get here, there's no guarantee you're gonna be able to get back out.
Yeah, that's true. Unless I fly, unless I fly out somehow.
Yeah. So.
Okay, you guys take care.
After a couple of days, when the water recedes some, and we can get out, get in and out of the house, the streets are cleared up some.
That's true. So. All right. You guys take care. I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Nard.
Hey there, David.
How you doing, Nard?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Good, good, good.
You're on air right now, actually.
I'm what?
You're on air already.
Oh, great. Hi, everyone.
Hey. Okay. It's good to hear from you from Fort Lauderdale. You're in Fort Lauderdale right now, right?
Exactly. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, which is where Bear City is headquartered.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So what's going on right now with the Bear City? You got 20,000, more than 20,000 people now.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on? Well, let me try to give you some updates. I've been working since the month of April when we started having some timeouts on the website because our server was being hit to capacity.
Oh, okay.
And I think you know the website is a free site, so it's my own money that I really put into the site to try to get it to work. So it's sort of, you got to wait until the money comes in to pay for the next step of what you're doing.
Yeah.
So we've been working on the project now to make the site go faster. We bought two additional Dell servers, and we're working now on making them connect all together, and with in connection with load balancing, to be able to have the site become much faster than it is.
Yeah.
And once that has occurred, we're going to be launching the next site in sequence. Originally, Bear City was the first city to be launched. It's part of the virtual city network.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, the concept is one profile, many cities. So the next city that's being launched is Leather City for the leather community. And there is some crossover. You have some people that are in the Bear community that do have interest in the leather community.
Yeah, that's true.
And whatever profile they have in Bear City, their profile would appear on Leather City. They could have people email you from Leather City, and you would receive it in your message center. But each city functions independently. So in other words, if you're going in Leather City, you only see people that are part of Leather City. You don't have a master search.
Can I log in to Leather City also with my profile? I guess I can do that, right?
Once the whole concept is launched, you can either, if you have joined Leather City and Bear City at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you can enter from any city you want to.
Oh, you have to buy it. Okay, I get it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought the one account would also go, it's also accepted in the Leather City, so you have to log
into
both.
Exactly.
All right.
It's one profile, many cities, you only have, you know, we keep it simple.
Yep, awesome. Well, when do you think that's going to come out? Leather City, that's new. So when is it going to come out?
So, God willing, I would say, let me sort of walk the sequence in my head. In the next couple of weeks, we need to finish doing some internal testing. What we test for is to make sure that there is no what we call contamination. Sort of, you're in the middle of being in Leather City, and suddenly you have a sign that says Bear City, and you're like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call contamination. So we want to make sure that things are flowing through correctly. So, you know, I don't know, really. I know that once we have an idea of when it will launch, maybe in next 2 months, before the end of the year, hopefully, people from Bear City will go onto the Leather City site before anybody else will.
Yeah, just in case. I mean, just in time for Christmas, I guess.
You got it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So, so that's Leather City, CITI, I presume.
Exactly, CITI.com.
CITI.
Just which
like
would be
Bear
the
City.
Second city, and then there'll be a drove of other cities that follow after that.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll be expecting that very soon then.
Great.
Yeah.
And there's also some very good news that I told you about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And tell the audience about it. Mm-hmm.
So it happened that Bear City is taking over its own event. We'll be producing WoofFest this year, which is a bear run in Fort Lauderdale during Thanksgiving. So if any bears has nothing to do for Thanksgiving and want to come down to sunny Fort Lauderdale, they're welcome to come down and join us.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, they could start reading up about it at wooffest.com. That's WOOFFEST.com.
Yeah.
And it was originally... The event started about 5 years ago,
yeah.
And we took it over because the gentleman who created the concept left South Florida, and the event was really going to die. And we said, "Well, listen, we're kind of
you have to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. We had to keep it going. We're based in Fort Lauderdale. It's a bear event, and we thought that it was a good match."
Yeah.
So we negotiated, took it over, and we've been promoting it ever since. Now, the great thing about it is that this event happens at the same time as another very large event down in Fort Lauderdale that usually has a lot of bears that come down for this event, which is the Hurricane Showdown. It's a softball tournament.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Actually,
yeah.
I've been thinking about going to Fort Lauderdale that weekend. I've been to WoofFest before. I've been to, when was it? Like you said, I think I was there in the first year.
About 5 years ago?
Yeah, I was there in the first year of WoofFest, and I didn't know. My partner and I would just go to Fort Lauderdale, and then it just so happened that there's a WoofFest in town. And what's WoofFest? So I found out about it. found out that one of Mike's friends you know, works. I think his name is Joe, and he works with there with the guys there, and he was handling registration and stuff. And then, oh, Wolffest! So I got to meet a lot of the bears there. It was awesome, and they did it at one of the pools there. I forgot the name.
Yeah, one of the guest houses.
Oh, the guest houses. L something. Yeah. Elysian, no, or something like that.
No, you have it. The Elysium.
Elysium, okay.
The Elysium, exactly.
Yeah,
it's,
that
one. The largest gay guest house in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, that's
what
my
we've done is
first...
we've done something a little bit different this year. We really want to bring the event to the next step up. So what we've done is we've approached a hotel that is right on the ocean off Oakland Park. And if anybody is familiar with Fort Lauderdale, Oakland Park is one of the major boulevards very close to the center of gay Mecca, which is Wilton Manors. So your driving distance between where the Hurricane Showdown is having the majority of its games, and downtown Wilton Manors, where the majority of all the gay bars are, including the Bear Bar, Bill's Filling Station, and Depot, are all at very close distances. So we selected this hotel. It's not a gay-owned and operated hotel, but the goal is that year after year, as we grow the quantity of people in this hotel, we would completely take over the hotel, like, for example, Texas Bear Roundup does for their own event in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they closed the whole thing. Mm-hmm.
The great thing about this is that this is smack on the ocean, and what we're going to be doing is that on Sunday, we're going to have a huge tea dance with DJ and just free food and great event right there on the beach, sunny Fort Lauderdale, in the middle of Thanksgiving.
Awesome. The whole Thanksgiving, so that's the dates would be from November 26th to 30th.
Exactly, from November 26th to the 30th, that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I wish I could go. My gosh.
Why can't you come?
We don't know yet. Mike and I, my partner and I, are planning to go to Fort Lauderdale. I don't know if it's November or December. We don't know yet. But if we ever go to November, we have to go to Wolffest.
That would be great. Yeah, not only that, plus you have the softball tournament. So
yeah.
You either could go to the pool during the day or at one of the pool parties we have, or you could go and watch softball games and night. You could go to the bars. Or, I mean, there'll be plenty to do.
Yeah,
one of the
lot.
Great things we've done this year is I don't know if you know, but you know we have a website called Event Planner Pro. I think I've mentioned
it. Oh, yeah.
To you once.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have in the last time you were in the show before. Event Planner is your, it's for events.
It's an event planning website, actually, that helps bear events put on their events. We help them with their ticketing. We help them with their surveys. And one of the things we do is we print passes that look like credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we'll be doing our own. What we're going to be doing that's a little bit different from I haven't seen a lot of other events that do this, is we actually have our pass for the weekend have discounts with retailers all around town. So if you go to, for example, Humpy's, which is a great pizza shop in Wilton Manors, you can go in and you would get a discount either off a large pizza or – you know, two slices, and you get free drink, whatever it may be.
Wow. That's nice. Actually, I think, Bear Watch. Bear Watch with Patrick Gay, he's the one who's spearheading that, and he's the here in Houston. In Houston, I'm in New Orleans right now, but in Houston, he's the one using Event Planner through
Bear
City.
That's correct. He uses Event Planner Pro, I think. Do we print the passes for you guys?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. We print the passes for you
that's
guys.
That's of the flyers and stuff, and that's very helpful for our club, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tried and tested.
Yep.
And many clubs are using it too. I think who's using it also? I think people from Wichita also, they use that too.
Exactly. We're starting to get some migration in other categories, actually. We are getting now the second time we're getting a rodeo, the recent rodeo that was done in Texas, there were 800 passes, 16 different versions of passes, 800 passes in all that were done for the Texas rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Event Planner Pro did that product.
Yeah. And you just have to pay for shipping.
The club pays for the shipping. We print everything. We have changed the format as we're developing this. Before, what we're doing now is that any new clubs that come and join, the process is free. Now what we're doing is when there's a reoccurring client that comes in, we'll charge a minimal fee of $99 to set up their account, which mm-hmm. allows us to defray our cost at least throughout the year. You know, yeah. when you're running about 20 events like this, that, you know, brings you $2,000, and at least that might pay us for a month's worth of servers, you know, for Bear City. So anything yeah. we could do to help us with our costs would be good.
Anything could help, of course. That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, so for everyone out there, you can check out BearCity.com, and there's a specific website for the Event Planner too, right?
I'm sorry?
There's a specific website for the Event Planner also.
Yes, there's eventplannerpro.com.
Mm-hmm.
And also the site to check, of course, for Thanksgiving is wooffest.com.
Awesome. Okay, so let me see. Right now, you're in Fort Lauderdale. Okay,
yep.
I'm in New Orleans right now. I have a problem. I'm going back to Houston very soon and see a devastated Houston.
mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
what I'm afraid of. Well, not really devastated. It's more like inconvenienced. Not necessarily devastated, but lots of power outages and there are people in the water. I believe, hopefully this week we're going to have some power restoration and stuff like that. You've been through a lot of evacuations before because you're from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I have been in South Florida now for 29 years, and major hurricanes is a sporadic occurrence that happens every so often. I think as a Floridian, you somewhat, especially living in South Florida, you somewhat get used to it. To some point, you go into hurricane mode when the season starts, and you know, it pretty much becomes automatic. If there's one thing that I have to say that always actually breaks my heart once a hurricane has passed through an area,
mm-hmm.
it's the absolute destruction to nature. The amount of trees you're going to see fallen,
yep.
the
mm-hmm.
amount of, you know, that never ceases for me to really break my heart when I see it.
Yeah,
you know, because the house or a building, you could rebuild that, but the amount of vegetation that gets damaged
mm-hmm.
takes another 6, 7, 8 years to re-get that vegetation to grow to the size it was.
Yeah, so you look at it in that aspect, that the most of the nature being destroyed. Okay.
Yeah,
I see.
I would also add, unfortunately, with the kind of economy we're in, it is not the financial thing that people can deal with these days. You're spending so much money on fuel.
I know.
A catastrophe like this, even as minor as it could be, and generally the high deductibles that people have on their insurance, if they have insurance, is usually huge.
Mm-hmm.
But if I leave you with this, it's at least to say patience.
Yeah.
And patience are really going to be pushed for people in Houston for many weeks to come. I mean, I know we had a hurricane here about 3 years ago, which was the same. So it was about 3 years ago. It actually was right before I came up with the concept of where I was working on the concept of Bear City at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have electricity for 12 days. And when you don't have electricity, it's the worst thing.
I know.
It's the worst thing.
Yeah, I've been communicating with a couple of friends of mine who live in the area, and they're telling me that there's no power, and we don't know when they're going to have it. And actually, they just go to the malls. Either they go to the mall or...
Yeah. Exactly. You spend your day going out, and then you come home at night, and you take kind of, a cold shower under either a candle or under a flashlight, and a cold shower, and then you go to bed, and you're sweating all night long, and then the cycle starts again. And one of the things is that since you're in the middle of the summer and it's very hot,
mm-hmm.
and because the area has been so inundated by water, you have a lot of humidity factor,
yep.
so it's hotter than normal. Mm-hmm. You know, and so at night, it's not too pleasant.
You seem to have a lot of experience about this evacuation thing.
Are you kidding me? No, but I'll tell you something funny, though. Back in the early 80s when we had – was it the 80s or the 90s? No, early 90s when we had Andrews. My family and I got into the car and went to Disney when Andrew was coming down. So we weren't in South Florida. But I'll say one thing. I'm not too keen – being in South Florida, I'm not too keen on evacuation. Mm-hmm. And I'll explain. I think the logic is somewhat a little bit different between a hurricane that's in the Gulf of Mexico and a hurricane that is in South Florida. The water factor of the water rising happens no matter what. I completely agree.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think it's extremely intensified in the Gulf of Mexico because it's a cul-de-sac.
Oh,
the water has nowhere to go. You know, it's going to go inland.
There's this area.
When it's happening in South Florida, it's a coast. So it's not only going inland, but it's also going north and south at the same time. So you have less water, I think, that somewhat goes inland.
Yeah, and there's this area in that cul-de-sac you're talking about that feeds it with heat. It intensifies the hurricane.
Yeah, so, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the heat in the water?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's the boiling. If the ping pong falls right in that cul-de-sac, it's just going to intensify more and more.
Yep.
And I remember when I saw Ike coming right for South Florida the week before, we started preparing here because we're so used to it. That eye was so well formed. The hurricane was so well organized. You know, it rings the alarm. You're like, forget it. It's too well organized. It's going to hurt. And so you start going in that hurricane mode and preparing. And, you know, it's maybe three or four times a day you go to the weather.com site and you're checking to see where the hurricane is going and what are you in that path window or not, and it's not fun at all.
Yeah, but at least you're used to it. In the Texans or people from Houston are not used to it, although we did have Rita back in 2005 and we were not really that prepared for it. People evacuating took hours and hours and of people to evacuate to Dallas or other northern cities, and it just was really bad because they didn't really plan it well. And it really kind of disheartened people that they just wanted to wait it out this time with Ike. There are thousands of people, even all my friends. Even if I had the choice, I would have stayed in town also and just to weather it out because of the hassle of going out of the city.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
Where I was going with that is one of the worst things I remember about Andrew is the drive to Orlando under the most putrid weather for 259 miles going from South Florida to Orlando was just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when hurricanes come in our area and we start getting the hurricane watches, it becomes an instant where we pick up the phone and we start booking a hotel that's inland. That's usually a higher structure that is there is, for example, a hotel in downtown Fort Lauderdale that, you know, I always book. I mean, as soon as I know a hurricane's getting close, I'm booking rooms in there.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. You can, ahead of time, ahead of out of people, or you can find people, or go online and chat at Bear City and look for people in that city. Maybe you can stay
exactly.
With them.
Another thing that I did for this area that I think is, especially if any of your listeners have pets, you can go and look. I have two dogs personally. What I do is I go to the Humane Society's website, and the Humane Society's website generally will publish a list of hotels that are dog-friendly. Like, you know those extended stay hotels, extended stay?
Okay.
And the La Quintas are generally dog-friendly.
Uh-huh.
So, again, I think also depending on the size of the dog, or of the animal, or they usually are, you know, pretty friendly, allowing them in. And
how big are your dogs?
My dogs? I would say Biscuit is like 20 pounds, and Gravy is like 12 pounds.
Biscuits and Gravy.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cute. Your dog Biscuit and Gravy. That is so cute.
I always thought if I got a third dog, I would call him Grits. So I would have my entire breakfast going.
That's a good one. Wow. So, okay. Well, wish us luck on my trek back to Houston. Is going to be, I don't know what's going to happen. Even Ray, you've talked to Ray before.
Yeah.
Ray is there. He weathered it out. He just stayed in town. And now
really?
Living, yeah, he just stayed in town, and now there's no water, there's no power. They're living off of a
generator
and watching sci-fi on his DVR. Isn't that amazing?
Wait, hold on a second. There is no power. How is he watching the DVR?
Oh, he's the generator. He was he would use the generator just to watch sci-fi. Is that is that kind of a geek?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, listen, as long as it keeps him busy. But, you know, I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you a real funny story of
okay.
how Bear City came to be.
Oh.
excuse me. this hurricane I was telling you about, that was about 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And I was already developing the Bear City product, and living in Fort Lauderdale, I'm... In the back of my house, I have a cottage, and a friend of mine lived in there. And so every night, what we would do, we had no electricity, so we would go in the backyard, we would put on the barbecue, you know, we would make some steaks, we would put some steaks with torches, with lights,
mm-hmm.
and we would goof around talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I remember one day turning around to my friend and saying to him, okay, look, if I could give you right now internet access so you could go online, you could chat with your friends, or on the other hand, I would give you electricity so you could take a warm shower, have your refrigerator work, so you could relax, but you wouldn't get any internet access.
Okay.
What would you want? Guess which one he picked.
He picked the internet access.
The internet access.
Okay.
And at that point, I remembered in my head going, bingo, it's an addiction.
It's an addiction. Well, yeah, and then you can use that addiction to get people together. Well,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
The way that's
I mean, the networking is amazing. You talk to so many of your friends. Today, I think, you know, I mean, I know personally myself when I'm networking online, I'll be sitting with my laptop while I watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I sell them, you know, task on both and chat while I watch TV.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's the way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, thank you very much,
David,
for joining me in the show. And I know it's. I wish it were in better circumstances. Like there's no hurricane, but Ray could have joined us here. It would have been fun also having Ray with us here.
Exactly. Are you guys going to be going to TBRU this year?
That's the plan. Yeah, that's the plan next year.
Great,
yeah.
Perfect. I know I'm there. I had we had our official Event Planner Pro meeting with them last week or this past week to do the planning on the ticketing, because their tickets are going to go on sale in, I think, in November?
Mm-hmm.
I think in November. I don't remember. I think
could
in November.
Could be earlier. They have to do that very early. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm ready. It's my favorite event. I mean, I love TBRU personally.
Well,
so, and that's where I see you every year.
Yeah, you have to expect about how many? 900 people coming, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
900 people
definitely.
Registering. Yeah.
Yes, totally.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, so thank you very much. And I'll keep you posted. Everyone out there listening, go to wolffest.com, and the event is on the event for the Wolf Fest is on November 26th to 30th. So go to wolffest.com. I'll put the link on the website. And visit Bear City, and watch out for lettercity.com coming in very soon. And thank you very much, David.
No problem. Bye, you guys.
Bye. All right, we're going to wrap up the show. And really appreciate you guys listening. But before we go, we have a few shout-outs that we're going to do. And what can I say? It's really hard being in a hurricane situation. I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow when I go back to Houston. What am I going to expect? We're going to see if there. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of trees down, and I just hope, you know, there's nothing wrong with our house. That's what I'm afraid of, and I hope. I've heard from all my friends already. Everybody's okay, and the only problem that they have are, fences are down. It's better to, you know, for those fences to go down. It's okay. Just don't damage the windows. Because it's hard whenever you have broken windows because water would come in and stuff like that. And roof, if you have a roof, great. Yeah, because some people, I heard people from Liberty, Texas, lost their roofs even. So, I was a little afraid of that. Anyway, as I was mentioning earlier, I've been using Twitter later and Twinkle. You can track me down at Twitter at twitter.com/nard. And like I said, Twitter later and Twinkle are iPhone apps wherein you can look for people around your vicinity, or you can look for people who are tweeting about Houston. So I just, with using Twitter later, I just put keyword Houston, and I could see people who are talking about Houston, people coming to Houston, who are going to Twitter about their experience going to Houston, their personal experience. I think it's a whole lot faster than waiting for the news to come up. So that's good. Anyway, okay, before I go on to some of the shout-outs, yeah. Gosh, I had a brain fart there. Here's a voicemail.
Hey, Nard and Ray, this is GareBear73 up in Pennsylvania, and I'm catching all the news that's been happening about Ike and the flooding for Galveston and Houston. And, of course, I was thinking about you boys, and I hope that you're doing well. Hopefully we'll be hearing from you both soon, and you haven't had too much damage, if any, to your homes and belongings and loved ones. And I look forward to hearing from you soon. Love you.
Oh, thank you. We love you too, Bear Bear. I really appreciate those voicemails like that. It's awesome. It's awesome. But, yeah, thank you very much for the message, and it's just really... we're surviving. I mean, we're okay. Everybody's okay. Nobody's hurt. We're just worried about our properties, our houses, even our cars. So far, Ray didn't tell me about flooding. There was flooding outside their house, he was saying, but they can't get out. So that's okay because as long as they're not submerged or anything. The outside streets are flooded, but their houses is not flooded. So that's good. Okay, I've been getting a lot of support from friends through Twitter and everything. So, shout outs to my Twitter friends, Pinoy Boy, Peter, Angry Goatee, Joe and Ed, and Jeff from Austin. And I also got a message from Shannon Grady from BTalk, and yeah, thanks for contacting me. Yeah, he was a little worried. Thank you, Shannon, for calling. And, who else? Oh, yeah, my friends here in Texas, James, Daniel, Todd, and Lisa for being great friends and keeping you updated on what's going on with them. And they're checking out our neighborhood also, which is good. And some people I've been text messaging, Gary, Gino, Chris, Z, Albert, Dave, and Wayne, everybody else. Got some of your friends who have been exchanging text messages. And Jeff D in Texas also. He's been keeping me updated on what's happening to him also in Houston. And who else? Jeff from Allen, happy birthday. And yeah, I just got a call from him checking up on me. Thanks. There's so many Jeffs here. Okay, so Jeff from Allen, Allen, Texas. Jeff, so shout out to Jeff and Alex. Yeah, and Michael from Harlingen, happy birthday. Yeah, I've been communicating with him. It's his birthday today. And of course, my loving Mike, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Mike. I love you. It's just, this weekend is not good for this. It's just not good to, I wish it were in better circumstances, just what I'm saying. And yeah, thanks, Mike, for being with me during this hard times. Okay, so yeah, Mike's been very supportive, and he's been giving me tips about evacuation since he's used to it already, because he's been going, you know, Katrina, and the last one was Hurricane Gustav, so you know, he's used to it, just like many people in New Orleans. Now, what's waiting for me at the house is a very, very nasty refrigerator. That's what I'm expecting. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that. And okay, so that's it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me in the show. If you have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com, or you can email Ray and check up on him at ray@bearpodcast.com, or our overall email, bearpodcast.com. bearpodcast@gmail.com. That's the yeah, I received that. Also, the official website is bearpodcast.com. Yeah. And so you can subscribe via iTunes. And I'd like to thank David from Bear City for joining us and keeping us updated on what's going on next month and during Thanksgiving, which is Wolf Fest. Awesome. And you can go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And what else? If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And like I said earlier, if you have an iPhone, go get Twinkle or Twitterlater. It's very useful, especially in emergencies like this. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.